solid performance from start to finish, really. As a manager, I have a vision of what you want to see, and that was about it. And now we need to consistently produce that. And we have players in the background who can add to it, and hopefully we'll have them back soon too.
I think maybe if there were any disappointments, maybe that you didn't keep a clean sheet.
Certainly for our goalie, he was not pleased, Steve, at the end, as you'd imagine. But actually, we didn't really do too much wrong. We kind of mistimed a header, and that was about it. Other than that, it was a goal that just broke for him, and he's a great finish.
Word on Andros Townsend. How good is it to see that he seems to be fitting into the Palace team so quickly?
Yeah, he's been terrific. And offensively, he's not really had great moments this year. But in training, he has them every day, and we know it's there. You know, it was just a question of time. And I'm glad he got rewarded today. That will give him confidence going forward, because on either foot, he's as dangerous.
It's been a long time since you've won two league games in a row. How aware were you of that, and how aware were the players of that need to?
Well, we needed to back up the performance against Bournemouth second half and the Bournemouth at Middlesbrough, and we did that. Was I aware of it? I wasn't, to be honest. You know, we just go week to week and, or hand to hand in our game. I just see signs in the team that it's coming together.
And I'm sure as a club you'd want to play Stoke every week, but as a manager you must feel sympathy for Mark Hughes at the minute.
It was a tough afternoon for them. The goals went in at the right time for us, made it very, very difficult. But Mark is a strong manager, have no problems. He has good individual players. He'll get them going. There'll be no problem there.